Okay, so the jewelry the eagle was wearing was a metal band from the federal government, which identifies the bird officially as 6293475. But around here, he was known simply by the name Windex.
Because he flew through a double pane glass window.
Jen Cedarleaf works at the Raptor Center. She's flipping through Windex's chart, dated July 1995.
We didn't x-ray. We checked for fractures and lacerations. Didn't have any fractures. Gave him fluids because he was in shock.
Were you part of this call? Were you here then?
I was here then.
Do you remember the call?
I do. Pretty distinctly remember the call because he had flown through their window and kind of knocked himself out, and they have this eagle in their living room, and they're like, what do I do?
Lee Krause and his wife, Tina, still live in the house where it happened.
We bought it in 91.
In fact, Lee is sitting in the same place he was 18 years ago when Windex dropped in for a visit. He's at the dining room table with his back to the window, which is not more than 5 feet away.
A total explosion,
like
that's what it was.
Gun going off or something, and then I was just peppered up my back. I really thought somebody got me with a shotgun or something.
Tina Krause says the glass flew clear to the other side of the house, and when the eagle started coming to, they quickly put a throw rug on him, standing on the edges to keep the bird from causing more damage.
And our grandson was sitting there watching TV, and he says, holy cow, Grandma, does this happen often? Because he's from down below.
How old was he?
He was about 8.
Raptor Center staff showed up, and with a makeshift stretcher, they took the bird off for treatment. The Krause family cleaned up the glass and threw out the chunk of halibut that Windex dropped when he made his entrance. But that was not the end of things for the Krause family. For starters, they made the front page of the Sitka Sentinel.
Picture of us in front of the window.
Eagle crashes party, sends guests flying. The Krauses aren't used to uninvited guests showing up at their home for dinner, but at least this one brought his own entree. Their visitor, a mature male.
The newspaper article led to mentions in the press outside of Alaska, and their house even became a tourist attraction.
We ended up putting a great big piece of plywood over the window here, and the tour buses would all park down here, and all the people to tell the story about the eagle, and all the people walk up our little driveway and stand there and take pictures of our house.
Lee and Tina Krause both say they've wondered what happened to Windex.
Yeah.
They think it just died of old age?
For the answer to that, Jen Cedarleaf takes me inside the Alaska Raptor Center.
There's flies buzzing around him already.
It is the day after Windex was found in the woods, and Cedarleaf is getting his carcass out of a plastic bag.
He's really stinky, so he's probably been dead a few days.
She positions Windex on a table, and we hide behind a lead screen as the bird is zapped by x-rays.
Okay, ready? Mm-hmm. It's going to beep when it takes it. There we go.
When the film is developed, we see a small little fracture on one of the bones in his wing.
I think his radius is broken. But I still don't think that's the cause of death because he should have been skinnier. He should have lost a lot of weight from having the broken wing, but I don't see anything else.
Windex was an adult eagle when he flew through the Krause's window. That was 18 years ago, which means Windex was probably between 20 and 25 years old when he died. That's about normal for an eagle in the wild. Cedarleaf says the fact that this eagle was found, identified, and returned to the same clinic where he was treated nearly 2 decades ago is extremely unusual, as is his claim to fame. Lee and Tina Krause say they still tell the story of the day Windex came to visit.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. I thought he would live forever.
And, in a way, he just might. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.